Beyond Liberation. At this point in our development, we find an amazing concept to consider. The scriptures encourage us to journey still deeper into a higher state of consciousness that is beyond even the apparently blissful state of liberation from this world. In fact, being free from all suffering is the negative aspect of real liberation. The positive aspect is that the opportunity is available to develop an intimate and loving relationship with God. If, in the state of liberation, we retain our previous identities as people of this world, rather than identifying ourselves as pure servants of God, then we have not yet reached our final destination. This type of liberation is known as impersonal liberation, and it is not our highest prospect. The cessation of all material suffering is the negative aspect of highest joy. The highest joy is awakening our original relationship with God Himself in a loving, affectionate way. The bliss derived from impersonal liberation is limited because the soul is relishing a relationship only with Himself. This is a somewhat miserly affair, since loving service to another being is not an important consideration. At this stage, we have only tapped into a blissful aspect of our inner self. We have not yet accessed the full-blown ecstasy of a reciprocal and loving relationship with the Supreme Soul. The highest joy attainable is described as a pure, unalloyed, loving relationship with God Himself. Millions of songs glorify the sweetness of relationships in this world. However, neither the songs last nor do the flickering moments of love described in them. Even if the loving relationship appears to endure, it is ultimately terminated by inevitable death. The soul constantly craves a more lasting relationship to be fully satisfied. Any loving relationship requires the participation of two persons. The word love is a verb, which means it is active in principle, as in to love someone or something. One type of bliss is the soul's joyous experience of freedom from worldly sorrow. A greater source of bliss comes from the soul's awakened, eternally loving relationship with God. This kind of bliss has no boundaries at all.